This is Twit.
Stripe is no longer Stripe is canceled Trump, so they're not taking any more payments. So that's kind of interesting, right? Because that's the social media infrastructure has to do with information, and that's important. But gutting the architecture of what make these websites work and able to collect money, that I think is a bigger problem for Trump than being pulled off of Facebook and Twitter. They're not going to be able to process payments.
That's the Pornhub punishment.
Yeah.
If you can't use credit cards on a site, that's actually more significant than getting pushed off Twitter or Facebook. That means you can't raise money.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So I kind of would be interested to get Dan and Alex's take on this, but could we say that is information? Is a digital payment, does that fall within the realm of information?
I feel like that's something the Supreme Court could weigh in on and say, you know what, that is a violation. That is a First Amendment. Well, it's not First Amendment because it's not government. But you're taking away this guy's right to raise money in a political campaign. Talk about, you know, destroying a campaign. What if they did that to the next person running for president? That's a big deal. What do you think, Alex?
I mean, like, these are, you know, Stripe isn't the only payment processor off. I think it would be much more impactful if, let's say, Visa or MasterCard.
Well, I wonder if they'll follow.
I mean, now
They did. So Citibank, they're no longer accepting money from any PACs. So they're not specifically targeting Republicans or Trump, but they are no longer accepting any money for the time being for PACs.
With the Citizens United
companies, you can still use a credit card to donate to Trump.
Can you?
If he moves to a new software.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to re-engineer their site and get off of Stripe and onto something else.
I want to call it the death knell to the campaign and to his ability to raise money. It's a temporary situation. I mean, even with Gab, you saw Gab was able to build its own servers, and it's running today.
Yeah.
And I think in the 24 hours after the storming of the Capitol, they had 2.2 million visits, according to the head of the site told me while I was working on a story for Big Technology about that. So, like, these are setbacks, but it's not like, you know, him, you know, Trump not being on Twitter or on Facebook isn't the end of his ability to communicate. He could
at a certain point
set up his own website with his own servers and communicate that way, similar with the payment processing. But it is, you know, it is definitely a setback and will take time for them to work through.
Yeah, I do recommend your latest Substack newsletter where you talk about alternative social networks. As Trump gets banned from mainstream networks, there are many places like Gab that are still there. And boy, some of the stuff posted on these sites is horrific.
Well, these are the second order effects. And by the way, Gab's CEO said he had a phone call with a very special person yesterday.
Didn't say
who that was.
Yeah.
But given that Parler is going down and, like, the only other option might be Telegram or some other secondary networks, I would not be surprised to see a big migration to Gab, which is already set up outside of the tech giant's control largely. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the Supreme Court in the Citizens United did say money is speech. So if you cut off the air supply for a political campaign, you're cutting off their speech.
I think it's you know, your ability to spend money to support a cause is speech. Your ability
to collect,
to raise money through a specific platform.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't believe it's speech.
Okay. Very interesting. Thank you, Amy, for that breaking news. Holy cow. We live in interesting times, not necessarily a good thing.
You know, we talk about the platform power. What about the power of just a small number of payment systems to decide who's allowed to make money?
Exactly. Yeah.
And WikiLeaks was basically very close to shut down back in the days when it was before 2016. I'm not a fan of what they've done recently, but they were doing something important for a long time. And were essentially taken out of the fundraising world by companies that had no, they didn't really answer to anybody except somebody calling them from Washington saying, we'd really like you to take WikiLeaks off of your systems. That's pretty dangerous too.
Yeah.